Hi everyone, welcome to No Plan B, Fat to Fit Mum. Today's episode 4 is about trusting yourself and being aware of distractions. So I want to share with you that this morning I can barely walk. A couple of days ago I was doing this workout, leg workout, and interestingly enough it was about a 35-minute workout and I stopped at around 15 minutes. I knew I couldn't do it. I just had to stop. I was like, you know what? I can feel it. I know when I'm going to be out for a week with the pain that's to follow. And sure enough, here I am a couple of days on and you should see me walking around the house. Everything is ow, ow, ow. Trying to go to the bathroom. And you know, when you've got to sit and you're like, you kind of hold the walls to the side of you and you just fall down because it hurts so much. Now, how does this fit today with trusting myself? Well, years ago, I went to a group training session and I was giving my all and I was clearly not in great shape. I was not one of the fittest participants, shall we say. I was doing everything I was asked by the coach and she started really being very encouraging, you know, come on, Tamara, you can do this. And then it came to a point where she said, you've got to try, you know, give it a bit more. You've got to go deeper. You've got to go faster. You've got to go harder, whatever it was. And I remember feeling quite discouraged at that point because I'm thinking to myself, I wanted to turn around and shout at her. I was like, I'm doing the best I freaking can. I was so upset because I was giving my all and it just didn't look like it. And I know it wouldn't have looked like it, but I was. And the thing is, after that, I couldn't walk for over a week. It took a week before my legs were even, okay, now we're back to it. Now I can go walking. It was terrible. And I flogged my body at that workout and I never went back. And because I was in such pain after it, it interrupted my daily routine of exercising. So it was really not helpful for my goals. And I just want to say that, I mean, this person wouldn't have a clue. She wouldn't know who I am or where I am now, but, and I don't believe for a second she was anything other than wanting to push me further and see me have the benefits. I don't believe that she was there to be malicious or unkind, but it really was just not a great experience. Another time I was in a group training setting with a gentleman who was the husband of one of the ladies in the group. And I just remember thinking, you know, he had no clue. He really was there to show us what he could do, which was kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you. And the other thing that happened was he didn't understand really that all of us were mothers. We'd all had babies. So there were exercises that were like, we can't do that. You know, some of us have bladder restrictions, shall I say. And that also was really not helpful to the end goal. So today I want to talk about trusting yourself in that sometimes you will experience, whether it's as a mother, whether it's in your weight loss journey, whatever it might be that could be to do with business, there are three things we really need when we're on a journey to something. And that is, number one, to know our values and our principles. You know, if we don't have that, we are missing out on probably the most powerful filter available to us. You know, over the years, I know we can do good things, but they're not necessarily the best things and the best things for us and our family. And when it comes to health, you know, in this instance, look, it's a great thing to go to a group training session. It's a great thing to go and have somebody there encouraging you. But if that's not going to actually get you to your goal because they're not training in a way that aligns with where you're at, then it's kind of pointless. So you knowing your values and your principles is really, really important. Today, as I can barely walk, I've made the decision to trust myself and say, hey, today's going to be a gentle walk and I'm not going to do a full-on leg workout, even though it's quote unquote leg day, because I know that if I do that and then I'm really in pain, I'm only going to hinder my progress. And my number two point today is about knowing your goals and your outcomes. So I've got my goals in place. Of course, I want to lose weight. Of course, I want to become healthier and stronger and have more energy and build that muscle. But before that makes its way to the top of the list, I want consistency. I want new habits that are just exactly that. They're habits. They're a part of my world. And that does not equate to flogging my body. It just doesn't. So for me, I'm getting to know what my goals are, what the outcomes I want. And based on my values and principles of wanting to be in integrity with myself, wanting to enjoy the process, I know that I don't have to do a leg workout today in the way that I had planned. So I can be flexible there. And number three, we need to know, I think, okay, it was the Melbourne Cup in Australia this week, which is the race that stops a nation, they call it. And it's a horse race. And every year, you know, even when I was in primary school, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon in Queensland, we would all stop and the TV would be wheeled in and we'd be watching the Melbourne Cup. It was a really big deal. And so I tuned in online the other day to see how they were doing it because of COVID. They were bringing the whole thing online. And I did notice, you know, it's just such a big event, but I was looking at the horses and I thought, I don't know much about horses, but it got me thinking about the blinkers they have on, these blinders. And, you know, horses have got, obviously their eyes are on either side of their head, which gives them, I believe it's called monocular vision as well as binocular vision. And so there's a, like a bit of a blind spot at the front, but generally they can see, you know, they can see a pretty good range. Of course, when it comes to being in a race, we want them focused on the track and where they're needing to go. And so these blinkers or blinders will actually prevent them from being distracted or spooked. And I love this because is that not the same for us with any goals we have? You know, if I am not mindful of who I allow to speak into my situation, I can be subject to anybody's opinions and thoughts and advice. So my number three point is decide carefully who you will allow to speak into your heart and into your situation. So that could be over parenting, that could be over weight loss like me, that could be over a business venture, whatever it might be. Because if you get all of the opinions and all of the advice and all of the things, you are only going to end up distracted and they're, you know, you're not going to gain ground. In this instance, when I think about my own journey now to being a healthier me, I need to be careful who I'm taking nutritional advice from. I need to be careful who I'm taking, you know, training tips from. And I need to be careful that I don't get confused by all of the things, because whenever you mention to somebody, okay, I'm, you know, I've lost a bit of weight, or I'm on this journey to fitness, or I'm going to a gym, or I'm doing this program, the questions come, but also the opinions. And I think generally, people mean it to, you know, as humans, if we're together with people, we want to contribute to the conversation. So if somebody says, oh, you know, I'm going to this gym, I might chime in with, oh, I found this really great gym bag that I love because of dot, dot, dot. Or, hey, have you checked out the leggings from this particular company? They are amazing. So people will bring in their, you know, they put in their 2 cents worth. What we need to be mindful of is that's where the blinkers need to come into it. You've got to put the blinkers on to all those opinions, but we need to still have an open mind to receiving information and helpful advice from people who've gone before us. So this is where we can get a mentor, we can get a coach, we can get a trainer. It's so important to whatever our ultimate goal is. But I think all of this still comes down to trusting yourself, because when you trust that your values are going to propel you forward and drive you, when you know and trust that the goals you have set coupled with your values are going to lead you on a particular journey, you can kind of, what's the word? Let me think here. What's the word when you get rid of, cross off the list, you know, you can put everything else aside. You can get really focused. But when we bring in that third element of saying, okay, I'm not listening to all that, but I still do need guidance, I still do need somebody's expertise here, then we're able to trust what we need, trust the people we're finding, and in turn, trust ourselves. I know that last night I was awake through the night and thinking, why can't I switch off? My mind was just getting all these ideas, and And I actually made a big decision, which is very unusual for me to do this, but after I'd been awake for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, I got my phone and I turned off my alarm to wake me up this morning at 4 a.m. And I didn't wake up till 6 a.m. And I'm so glad I made that choice. I had to trust that at the moment I've had, you know, a big week without Adam here. He's been away with work. And so holding, you know, doing everything in the household, it's been great. We've had a fantastically productive week and I've got all my workouts done and I've eaten pretty well. But I needed to make that call at that point, not based on a checklist, not based on somebody else's opinion or telling me that that's what it's going to take. I had to trust that right now, because my end goal is consistency and new habits, I needed to make that decision that was going to be best for me. And I'll be honest with you, there have been many times where I haven't done that. I haven't trusted myself. I've thought, well, if I haven't been able to be successful at this in the past, why should I make that call? But actually the opposite starts to benefit us when we start to look deeper and understand what makes us tick and what slips us up and where we're at in our, nobody else knows you like you do. Nobody else knows what's going on in your world physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. Is that a word? I think it's a word. It is now. And so, yeah, trusting yourself is so vital. If you don't know, number one, your values and principles, start there. And if you don't know how to do that, find someone who can help you nut that out. I'm available, just saying. Number two, know your goals. But know, more importantly, the outcomes you want from those goals being achieved. I love the analogy of a target. And when you aim at a target, you're not aiming for that center of the target. You're actually thinking beyond that target to be able to hit the target. Does that make sense? And so that's what we're doing when we go for our goals. We've got the target there, but really it's the outcomes we're focused on. And number three, find those people that you trust who will speak into your life. And that might not be a physical person. That could be what books you're reading, what podcasts you're listening to. That could be the conversations you engage in. And sometimes you might be in a situation where people are chatting away and you just have to put those blinkers on, those blinders on, and tune out to some degree, because it's going to distract you from your ultimate goal and from trusting the process you've put in place. So I hope that's helpful for somebody today. I'm certainly very appreciative for this episode. Thank you, Tamara. It's so interesting just working out your own journey. And so that's what I'm wanting to share here these 60 days, is the reality of it. You know, my weight even was up 300 grams this morning and I felt a bit discouraged. And I thought, why? I did everything right. I did this, I did that. But I have to remember, it's about the habits, it's about the long-term outcomes. And I can reflect on yesterday, but it could have anything to do with the lack of sleep I had, that I'm tired, that I feel maybe a bit of stress, which I don't feel like I feel it, but maybe it's there. I don't know. That's what we need to start giving ourselves permission to explore and be okay with the journey being up and down and left and right. And so trust yourself. Recognize where you're not trusting yourself. And remember, there's no plan B. We're just moving forward to a better version of ourselves, a healthier version of ourselves. See you next time. I'll tell you no matter.